distinguished delegation of Ukraine, and thanks for the comprehensive presentation. We congratulate Ukraine on its election as a member of the HRC for the term 2018 and 2021, and believe that it will make valuable contributions to the global human rights agenda. The report draws attention to significant progress achieved in key areas regarding improvements in human rights, as well as consolidation of democratic institutions and the rule of law in Ukraine. We note with satisfaction that Ukraine addressed most of the recommendations made during the second review. We welcome the ratification of further key international treaties by Ukraine during the period under review. We recommend the ratification of the Council of Europe Istanbul Convention. Turkey appreciates Ukraine's efforts aimed at making comprehensive judicial reforms and fighting corruption. In this respect, establishment of new anti-corruption bodies is promising. We recommend Ukraine to further strengthen the resources, powers, and independence of these bodies that will set up Ukraine's fight against corruption. It is not an easy task to realize such a tremendous transformation in such a short span of time while tackling threats to territorial integrity along with severe humanitarian and economic consequences. We would like to highlight the particular importance of the rights of all persons belonging to national minorities. Especially establishment of the legal status of Crimean Tatars is a key issue in this regard. We recommend Ukrainian government to continue maintaining its strong will to take necessary steps where further improvement and harmonization with international standards is needed. I thank you, Mr. Vice President.